All right, we're back on the off-season grind here on the Football Card Quest, dedicated to football cards research and selling tips, part of the nooffseason.com sports card network. I'm your host, Andy. I am riding solo tonight. My man, Steve, the Hitman Caladesi, is traveling, and he will be sorely missed, but we are going to break down the AFC North without him. I know he wanted to talk about Joe Burrow. He's a big Joe Burrow super collector. We're gonna break down the AFC North, do a complete breakdown, look at the offensive depth chart, look at what they've improved this offseason, look at what the different rookie cards are trading for, some key takeaways for all these players on these four different teams in the AFC North. Also kind of look at that opening schedule as we go through it and see what opportunities there are. See what guys maybe you should be selling right now, which cards to avoid in the market. There are definitely some traps out there. A lot has changed from 2020. And if you're just getting in, a lot has changed from the early 2000s and the 90s. So let's dig in. Funhouse Comics in the chat. Appreciate you, man. All right, let's go ahead and throw up this first. Let's see what we got. Let's share the screen. Let's dive into this first team here. All right, Baltimore Ravens. Baltimore Ravens on deck. Your AFC North Division winners. Your AFC North Championship game player, AFC Championship game players. Obviously legendary head coach, been their head coach for a very long time now, two-time Super Bowl champion, John Harbaugh, their offensive coordinator, Todd Monken. This is his second year with the Baltimore Ravens. He had a very balanced offense last year, 50% run, 50% pass. We're going to zoom in here and look at some of Lamar Jackson's number. 85% of their plays were out of the shotgun position here. So actually, it's a little grainy from what I wanted. I guess I got to export a little bit higher photo quality. But what I wanted to highlight was compare Lamar Jackson's 2019 MVP season to his season last year. And what you'll see is that his accuracy actually went up. His completion percentage actually went up. The passing yards were about the same. He threw the ball a little bit more. But what went down was the rushing production, obviously the touchdown. He had an extra 12 passing touchdowns. He had additional rushing touchdowns in his MVP season. And he didn't quite have that. He only had 821 rushing yards last year. In the MVP season, he had over 1,200. But we did get almost a full season from Lamar Jackson where he was healthy, and this is a very balanced offense. But was it the 2019, MVP season, Lamar? No, it wasn't. Plus, we had a very bad, rough finish there in the AFC Championship game against the Chiefs. So, you know, all things considered, it was a solid year, but definitely not what some people had hoped for. Especially when you watch the Baltimore Ravens during the season and how good that defense was playing and coming down the stretch, we really thought the Ravens were going to make a serious run at the Super Bowl. So let's look at what his rookie cards are doing. I want to share a little takeaway here. His cards are still moving, all right? They're selling pretty good, but they are a lot cheaper than what Josh Allen's are from 2018. There's a lot out there available for sale that, like, for example, the rookie ticket autos that are listed well over $1,000 that people aren't moving on. So his last rookie ticket auto sold May 14th for $899. This was a playoff ticket out of 99. You also have this limited RPA sell for $675, a considerable discount from where it was listed at $900. So you see somebody took a significant offer there. This was another buy it now sell, but significantly lower than what's out there available. And then if we go down to his non-autoed cards here, let's look at the three different kind of three of the more, I guess what you would say, liquid. When I say liquid, I mean popular or most transacted, being bought and sold on eBay. You can get a lot of data on them. So let's look at the Panini Select Premier Level Silver Prism here. This card, as you can see, significantly devalued compared to the Optic Holo and the True Silver Prism from the Prism set. This card selling raw for $76. You can actually find this same trend with the Field Level Silver Prism as well. If you look at the True Silver Prism, that in PSA 9 is about $375. That's the same right now as the CJ Stroud Raw Silver Prism. As we highlighted right here with the TCDB numbers, Lamar Jackson has 1,715 different rookie cards. CJ Stroud, approximately 8,000 some odd different rookie cards. So there should be a higher resale value on this card. And for Josh Allen, you do have that. But for Lamar, you can see the PSA 9. So basically, the point I'm illustrating here, and then the Optic Holo here at $167.50 in an auction. The point I'm illustrating here is Lamar is far from the bottom, but also far from the top. There's definitely upside in Lamar's current value, but I do believe it's going to be a playoff time period play. Like, that's when you're probably going to see your best prices from Lamar, is when they make it back to the playoffs. We got to see how they start off their season here, but just real quick before I talk about, you know, the line, and then we dig into the skill position players here. The guys behind Lamar on this depth chart don't really excite me at all, besides maybe Malik Cunningham, because he does have some athleticism, and he is still pretty young. He's basically a rookie in the league, and so that I could see. But the thing is, would he even get to start? Right now, he's fourth on the depth chart. He's going to, obviously, this could change after OTAs and mini camps and the preseason stuff. But right now, you got 38-year-old Josh Johnson, followed by a 2024 sixth-round draft pick in Devin Leary, and then Malik Cunningham, and then another cat they picked up, Emory Jones. The offensive line is an interesting one because Football Guys has them ranked ninth, but FTN has them projected as being ranked 26th heading into the season, because as it stands today, they are slated to start two players with zero career snaps at the NFL level. One of them, which slid out of the second round, they feel like they got a value on, but it's because he tore his ACL in his senior year in college. So as of right now, it's hard to rank them higher heading into the season. This is a team that could gradually climb the rankings as they get more experience. So they have a lot of inexperienced guys on the line this year, a lot of guys they had to let walk. So it's that could change a lot here for the Ravens in 2024. And then while we're here, let's go ahead and look at their opening schedule for Baltimore at Kansas City. Okay, that was the very opening game, Baltimore at Kansas City, Thursday Night Football. You could see a small spike in Lamar Jackson if he goes out, and we see that 2019 MVP Lamar. But I tend to think they start off more balanced, a little bit slower, but we'll see. You know, they're also featuring Derrick Henry right now, you know, so this year. So it's going to be definitely a change of dynamic in the run game between, you know, how many design runs are there going to be for Lamar compared to handing it off to Derrick Henry. And we're going to also talk about the rest of the running back depth chart there in Baltimore, because it's pretty interesting. Then they play at home. They host Vegas in week two. Not a big matchup there. That one should be pretty easy for them. And then it could be challenging. We'll see how Vegas shapes up. But I think, you know, Baltimore grinds out a win there at home early season against Vegas. And then week three, they go at Dallas, a 4 p.m. game in Dallas. Another interesting one. So not a cakewalk opening 3 weeks. Also not crazy difficult. I like the primetime spot week one because everybody's going to be watching that game. So everybody's going to be looking to see how Derrick Henry's utilized, how Lamar is utilized. So that, from that standpoint, very exciting. A lot of eyeballs on the rookies as well. So less playing time a player has had, the easier it is going to be for them to break out and people go spend some crazy prices on their rookie cards from just a little bit of performance, a little bit of production, because they're so new. And when they're so new, it just drives a crazy amount of FOMO or fear of missing out, right? So let's look at what the big man, Derrick Henry, his rookie ticket autos aren't really selling, guys. And the reason why is because they're rare and they're priced really high. 2016 rookie, obviously, 2016 rookie, second round, 14th pick. He's 30 years old. Let's go back to that. What I wanted to look at here from his efficiency, we're now 4 years removed from his 2000 rushing yard season, where he had 5.4 yards per carry. And he did face a lot of loaded boxes the past couple of years in Tennessee. They knew he was running the ball, and the offensive line was downright terrible last year in Tennessee. He still managed to put up 4.2 yards per carry. And this is why, part of the reason why his cards are still so expensive. He is the big man. He is King Henry. He still put up 12 touchdowns last year, and he put up 28 receptions. So he showed a little bit more of a all-purpose skill set, when traditionally Derrick Henry is viewed at as this, three-down grinder, you know, just hand the ball off to him and let him get the first down, let him get the touchdown, etc. So, I mean, it's really kind of unknown. We'll see how well this offensive line performs this year, and how well they can scheme him in the run game and confuse the heck out of defenses with Lamar Jackson, Derrick Henry. That's what I'm excited about. So Derrick Henry, obviously not dust. The hobby clearly views him as a premium asset as well, when you still have his rookie ticket autos. His last one sold in like the end of March, and it was for over $200. So here I pulled up a BGS9. This is the cheapest, best card. A lot of people viewing this card on eBay right now. It's selling for $215.99. And then you have a Silver Prism Raw. What I wanted to highlight here, a couple different listings. You got to buy it now, selling for $34, and an auction closing for $45. Interesting card. Good scarcity behind this card. Also, this, in terms of his non-rookie auto market, this card is where you want to be right here. This is the card you want to have. It does come, so there is no base version. It's come silver standard. It's his Prism, True Prism rookie card, which comes silver right out of the pack, or any way you buy it. All right, you get that Prism rookie card, Derrick Henry. So you see the buy it now going for $34 here. If you get that card under $30, it's selling an auction right now for $45. Well, we're just getting into OTAs, guys, and he is at OTAs. And I am seeing some impact from the video being released from OTAs, even just him just walking out on the field. He's out there. He's healthy. He's still the man. And I think this is a good time, because there's not a lot of consignments. There's not a lot of big consignments and big dealers pushing cards to auctions right now, because they know we're in the depth of the offseason. But if you've got a premium card of a premium player like this Derrick Henry, and you want to go ahead and sell him, he is 30. I don't know if you pulled this out of a pack or how long you've been holding this card, but if you got a lot of profit in it, no. If you put it into auction, end it on a night. I would prefer you end it like on a Saturday or Sunday night right now. And I think you can get close to that $45 you see right there. And I think that's a very safe strategy. All right, let's look at his Optic Hollow. That's about half. And that's what we typically see. You know, I think the base Donruss rated rookie kind of hurts it, kind of dilutes the Optic as well. But this is first year that Optic was made, so there should be some bonus to that, but it's just not. It's not there. It's also hard to get a PSA 10 on this card. So you're going to see a bigger price difference between the Raw and the PSA 10. But the Raw one's currently closing, and that was going back to May 5th. May 5th was actually a really bottom couple days for a lot of guys. So maybe this card would be worth more around 30. Clearly, you don't want to pay more than 20 for it. I would like to target it around 10 to 15. And but, you know, obviously anything under 20, you're safe. And that is his Optic Hollow. Also, tough to get good photographs of this card. I mean, this person did a pretty decent job. It's just really hard. If you've ever had a 2016 Optic Holo in your hands, it's hard to take good photos to showcase the Optic, the Silver Prism finish. Whereas this card, very easy, man. Very easy. What's up, Robert Cheney and Albert Troy in the house? Steelers. Yeah, we'll begin the Steelers here shortly. Let's highlight Keaton Mitchell, because he shot out of a cannon last year. Still very young. This guy declared for the NFL early. He's still 22. He's not even 22 and a half years old. He was an undrafted free agent out of 2023. But the guy shot out of a cannon, man. Busts onto the scene, 8.4 yards per carry, but a small sample size. He only played 8 games with 47 rushing attempts, but he did rack up a couple touchdowns in that time period and then tore his ACL in week 14. And, you know, his market kind of suffered a big dip. It came to a screeching halt, you know. But he's only got 128 different rookie cards. And as you can see, the Optic is out for him. He is printed in Optic. He's printed in Obsidian. He is not printed in Prism. So that's a big takeaway there. And he's not printed in any of the early sets released during the season. So he doesn't have like a mosaic and that kind of thing. But he is printed in Optic reactively. And if you look right now, this is kind of like his premium card. So it's pretty cheap. 2023 Optic Rookie Auto here, $22.50 in auction yesterday. Justice Hill, he's dead to me. No, I mean, he's a great athletic profile, man. Player profile has got a best comparable to Reggie Bush. He's still pretty young, 26 and a half, but he's over the age apex, and he's given so many opportunities to execute and is not – lived up to the hype that he had coming out of college. Just doesn't quite have it. And at this point, he's going to have to do so much more and through multiple games. He has no Hall of Fame clout at all like Derrick Henry. So it's going to take a ton. It's an uphill battle to get some hype going for him. Cards are very cheap, and he's got a decent supply as well. And then you look at a fifth-round draft pick. He does run. Rasheen Ali does run a 4.48, 23 years old. Very few rookie cards there. All right, let's talk about wide receivers. It's pretty consolidated to Zay Flowers right now. They did spend a fourth-round pick on Devontez Walker. He's got 12 different rookie cards. Some people are buying his rookie cards out of North Carolina. Guy never put up crazy numbers, but he did contribute in a meaningful way. He has been initially placed on the depth chart at the number 4 spot here. As you can see, somebody bought this yesterday, Sage High Series, which in terms of 2024 Sage, the High Series, the peak performance rookie autos, go for the most money. And you can see this one here for Devontez, $12.99. Buy it now right there. So not the complete bottom for that card. But most of the market is totally focused around Zay Flowers. I mean, his cards are selling like crazy, man. Selling like crazy. So it's just transacted so much. So let's look at a couple cards. Disco Prism Rookie Auto, $150. Buy it now, baby. Boom. That was yesterday. If we move down, though, True Prism Silver, $750 in a buy it now compared to the variation that sold for $19.99. So an interesting takeaway is I've actually noticed the variation from Prism this year, quite popular. People are really digging this card. A lot of situations, a lot of different players, they're paying more or at the very least the same as the True Silver Prism. They're paying more or at the same as for the variation silver there. So interesting takeaway. And then we have the XRC down here at the bottom from 2022 Select. That one's selling for about 3 times as much. So keep that in mind. There's also a boost there because it's sealed by Panini. So that was $60 and a buy it now. I mean, he's just transacting. He's having so many transactions right now on a daily basis. It's tough to find the cards that are going to give you upside when you're paying 150. Zay Flowers is very liquid right now. I think that some of his lower end market, like if you bought Zay Flowers at the beginning of his rookie season, like I did, thinking he was going to initially break out as a rookie, and it didn't happen for a variety of reasons. Like I said, very balanced last year. He had small little breakouts here and there, but not like a true breakout. I mean, he's definitely capable of putting up well over 1,000 receiving yards, and he's an incredible athlete. But yeah, didn't happen last year. So now those lower end rookie cards, like the one, for example, that I have from Legacy. Say you have some cards from Legacy or Luminance, there's some of those sets, Mosaic, that are released early in the rookie season. Coming up here in September, I think is going to be a great time to sell those. I think if he has a breakout, these are going to continue to go up, right? And those cards are going to start moving at a decent price. You'll probably be able to break even on those or make a couple dollars. Still have Rashad Bateman listed at the number two spot. And he's been either battling with injuries or he got a ton of air yards that weren't converted into actual receiving yards. And then they've added Nelson Aguilar here at age 31. And he's a first-round draft pick from 2015. Nelson Aguilar has definitely had his time in the sun. He's reliable. So there's a good chance that he's going to definitely have some spike games. So in terms of best ball, which we're going to be doing a live best ball draft after this live stream. He's a spike week guy, man. He's a spike week guy you absolutely want to target later in your drafts. He's got a lot of great NFL experience. Rashad Bateman, he's like your Gabe Davis, man. He's going to put up 800 to 1,000 yards. If you can get him way late, it makes sense. But he's not one of those guys I would invest a ton of your hobby capital in. I just don't think he's alpha quality. There was time when I did think he was going to actually break out, like have a proper breakout. I just don't think he's going to command enough targets anymore. I think a lot of those targets are going to be commanded by Zay Flowers. Aguilar is going to get some. And then I'd rather actually pivot from Bateman and get some exposure to Devontae Walker here, just because as a rookie, he can do very little and see an exponential price increase in the rookie cards there. Tight end, it used to be dominated by Mark Andrews, but we're 3 years removed, guys, from his 1,000-yard-plus receiving season. And last year, I mean, he dealt with quite a few injuries. It was really a broken fibula, broken leg that held him out a good portion of the season. And his cards are still moving. But I'll tell you, Isaiah Likely right here, he's a dog, man. He was good. He was really good in his stead. Proved that he can really, really – I mean, he's a premium receiving asset. In terms of receivers, like he's – I would expect Isaiah Likely to earn more targets. He may have like a permanent role going forward in this offense. If you look at the game logs from the end of last year, because of that's how good of a receiver he is. He may earn more targets than guys like Rashad Bateman in a lot of games, especially if Mark Andrews misses any time. That's going to be the only X factor there. And Mark Andrews has shown he's starting to break down a little bit more often, especially last year. But his cards are still moving. You have an Immaculate. This card was out of 99 as well. So Immaculate out of 99. And Mark Andrews doesn't have the full spread of rookie cards, does not get that from 2018 like Lamar or anything close. So he's got less than 1,000. You know, he got a couple hundred. He did get printed in Prism. But, for example, he didn't get a optic-rated rookie. And he's not printed in a lot of the other sets. It doesn't have like a field level silver prisms and stuff like that. So Immaculate rookie auto, solid card there. Listed for 100, goes for 80. The Select Silver, another example where the Select has been devalued compared to the Prism. And the Prism doesn't even have the rookie card logo. The reason why I pulled these two up, the Raw is going to be close to the 9. So a Silver Prism rookie auto without the rookie card shield, $50? Pretty impressive. Nowhere near the bottom for that card. That's for dang sure. I mean, that would be like 10 to 20 bucks, you know? I'm sure you can find some players from that draft class actually out of the dollar bin, but you get my point, like a viable player that's still active in the league. You're probably looking at least a $10, you know, like a Cortland Sutton or something. You're looking at a probably $20 Silver Prism rookie auto there. Whereas the Select, we're already at $20 on Mark Andrews. It's not a good sign for 2018 Select, especially whenever guys already got limited rookie cards. And this one does have the rookie card shield. So another example has been devalued. Isaiah Likely. Now, there's been some wild transactions on him, but on average, there's definitely a dip on his market right now. He's a guy I like as a sleeper, definitely have some exposure to. Can't argue with a PSA 10 rookie ticket auto for $27. He doesn't have the full suite of cards either. He's a fourth round draft pick from 2022. Behind that, not really interested in any of these guys. And that's pretty much it. Breakdown for the Baltimore Ravens. Obviously, we're focusing on the fantasy relevant players, the offensive players, and the video, the defensive players will be breaking down like an NFL holistic view and in its own dedicated video. Let me say what's up to some of you guys in the chat. Manny, what's good, man? I'm doing good. It's full summer down here now. As you can see, I got the tank top on tonight, man. It's been really hot down here. And I am riding solo tonight, man. So I'm good, though. I'm really good, brother. Getting ready for a move. As you can see, I got my stuff off the wall. And this background will be changing here shortly, man. Albert says, go Steelers. Playa free. What up, playa? Robert Cheney, laugh out loud. Clickbaits. What's up, man? Yeah, I'm a little bit early. So a lot of guys might not be hopping on until after 9, but Woo, yeah, buddy. I'm not too far away from you, Click. Yeah, yeah. So I got my water. Got some water right here. Yes, sir. Manny, you and I need to connect. That is a benefit from our field level membership, from a premium membership. I do one-on-one consultations, talk about your collection. Help give you advice, help price out cards for you. I'll go through your entire eBay store, help you audit it, help you set prices, make sure that your strategy is dialed in for your specific collection and based on, you know, your story in the hobby. And we're in the process to that point of our premium membership. We're in the process of transitioning from cloud server to a different cloud server and a different URL, different domain and everything. So there's a little bit of, we got to slow down to speed up. There's a couple things we're still setting up on the back end. But that is really exciting. So we are going to be getting that up very soon, and it's going to be awesome. But it's basically our Keep'em app that you saw me feature, but on steroids. It's going to be a lot better moving forward. It's a better long-term solution. So shout out to nooffseason.com and the content they put out on a daily basis. They've definitely helped spread our reach in the hobby. We've actually passed 10,000 subscribers. So thank you to all you guys. I mean, couldn't have done it without you. Round of applause to you guys. I've been meaning to tell you guys that from the other day, we passed 10,000 subscribers on the channel. Super pumped. And it's a big thanks to you guys, the guys at nooffseason.com. I mean, Paul's been putting out daily sports card strategy content for all the other sports and football as well. He has helped us grow our reach in the hobby. And then, of course, can't forget cgccards.com with grading submission fees for $12 on bulk submissions and $15 on single card submissions with great turnaround times right now. So if you guys are interested in getting started grading today and looking for something more reasonable, more consistent, better turnaround times than PSA, also with a higher level of plastic quality, with the same, you know, quality of backing in terms of, you know, company stability and legitimacy, check out cgccards.com. All right, Cincinnati Bengals, man, they're exciting because they throw the ball a lot. If you look at their pass-to-run ratio, they threw the ball about 65% to ran 35%. That's one of the highest throw rates in the league in neutral game script scenarios. That's why you love the Bengals. You also love it because Joe Burrow is their quarterback when he's healthy, the number one pick, overall pick from 2020. the national championship winner for LSU in 2019. Incredible story. And then he goes on to, I mean, he was blazing in his rookie season before he tore his ACL. But then, you know, he goes to the Super Bowl and he goes back to the championship game, and he's one series away from winning the Super Bowl, potentially one series away from going back to the Super Bowl then again next year, only stymied by the Kansas City Chiefs there, just barely. But, man, you got to love Joe Burrow. There's a lot of hype and excitement for him. His rookie ticket autos are going for $2,700. Hard to get data on the raw ones, because if anybody had one of those raw, they're almost grading it immediately. If you did find a raw, it's probably selling for about $2,000 at this point. But a 9.5, $2,700, 23 bids. And that was May 7th. You know, these things don't just pop up in auction every day at this point. I wanted to compare it to a college rookie ticket auto. So I pulled up a college 9 for $500. And this was actually just 3 days prior to that pro one. So you can see there's about a 5X differential there. And I think that's typically what I see when a guy builds a clout with his professional team and he's got a huge supply with his professional team. All of a sudden, you know, you're going to be looking at those college uniform cards going for about a fifth, you know, sometimes a fourth. Depending on the scarcity, maybe if that was a 9.5, maybe we're getting, you know, $600-700 out of that card. But 530 and a buy it now there for the college ticket auto. Now let's compare a few of his silver cards. So I find this very interesting comparison here. These are going to be the four premium silvers I consider of his market. Most expensive one is that true silver prism. And there is a couple variations of this card. One being the black and white negative variation. That one's probably going to go for about the same. It's tough to tell. It's really tough to find data in that card, especially for Joe Burrow. That card's probably going to go for closer to that $500 mark. Whereas if you look at the select field level silver, this card on paper is at least as rare as the true prism silver. But it's not valued like that. This is when they took select retail guys. They started producing megas and blaster boxes and hanger boxes and jumbo packs and putting it in Walmarts and Targets. And that definitely devalued the brand. A lot of hobbyists were not happy about that. And as a result, it's just slowly gone down in the priority list of hobby dollars. As you can see, it goes Prism Silver, True Prism Silver, then Optic Hollow, $150. Here's about standard. And then Field Level Silver. And then we could throw in a card like the Chronicles Black Silver Prism here for $115. Great looking card, but because it is out of Chronicles, it does go for less than the True Silver and the Optic Hollow. The other tiers from Select, I mean, they're all worth less than this. You can probably find those cards for less than 100. The offensive line is solid for the Bengals. They've invested quite a bit in the past 2 years to continue building this offensive line. Their center and their interior OL has been really solid, and they've invested significant draft capital this year in the OL. So, they're continuing to build in that offensive line. The Bengals are very serious about protecting Joe Burrow because they don't want him to get injured again. And right now there's videos of him throwing fine. He's healthy. He's out there. He's not showing any velocity loss or any accuracy loss from wrist surgery last year. So I see the prices have gone up on Joe Burrow recently. Clickbait says, do you think those prices will ever substantially increase in, say, like 30 years from now? And James says, yes. I do have, if Joe Burrow's career continues to develop as it has already, you know, if it continues to grow like this, his cards are only going to get more rare as more hobbyists become super collectors and diehard fans of Joe Burrow. I will star that comment up, BCGA. unless you super chat, but we are doing an AFC North breakdown tonight, my friend. Filthy, welcome to the chat, my brother. Appreciate you supporting the quest. So if Joe Burrow does not stay healthy and he gets hurt, there is hope yet for the Bengals. Mr. Jake Browning played very solid in his stead last year. Now, he wasn't able to get them over the hump in the playoffs. He may not be that caliber of quarterback, but the guy was throwing dimes. He had roughly a 70% completion percentage during his time playing, even though he didn't play the entire season. He did have the highest accuracy rating in the league amongst quarterbacks. So he was playing very good, very good. There was a stretch there where he was playing absolutely lights out. And as a result, his Prism draft pick autos did get up to that $150, $200 range. Since then, they've come all the way back. I've seen a recent bump recently. Maybe that had something to do with my backup QB video. I don't know. I don't know. You guys let me know in the chat if that had something to do with it. But especially with Joe Burrow getting healthy. But they were so cheap. You see May 12th, $29.25. Here's an auction May 19th, $61 on this card here. I think the photography is pretty comparable. All of these that I look at all seem to be in at least 9 condition, you know. So the conditions seem to be pretty consistent across the board with those. Now, the college ticket auto, as you can see, that fits right in there as well. It's got the RC Shield. It's got his auto. That sold May 13th for $41 in a buy it now, which is pretty solid, man. Pretty solid. And then I don't have any interest behind that on the Bengals, obviously, at the quarterback position. All right. Running back position. You've got Zach Moss now in their number one spot as an all-purpose back that they picked up from the Colts. And Zach Moss played admirably last year in that Shane Steichen scheme in Jonathan Taylor's stead with Gardner Minshew mostly at quarterback. So Zach Moss played very admirably. He was all-purpose back. He did some work in the receiving game. I think he had 2 receiving touchdowns. He also put up a handful of touchdowns, had roughly a 4 yards per carry average in the run game. And his prices did spike when he was signed by the Bengals. They've since cooled off, as you can see. Here's an orange. I believe the orange is also numbered out of 75, and it sold for $23.75 May 2nd, May 12th. Oh, yeah, I circled this because there's a lot of misspelling. So you see his name is actually spelled Z-A-C-K. I find a lot of search results under Z-A-C-H, common spelling of Zach. So keep that in mind, guys. You got to do a double search for Zach Moss. But the Optic Contenders rookie ticket auto base there, that want to get those for 15 or less, there's certainly upside there. Being an all-purpose back, I think when you look at the Bengals moving forward, I think it's going to be more of a 50-50 workload split at the running back position. I don't think we're going to primarily see Zach Moss in the third long situations, you know, the long down and distance. I think he's going to be more of a goal line and between the 20s type guy. And then as they get in those more long down and distance situations, you start seeing a guy like Chase Brown in there, or potentially even Chris Evans, who people are still buying over here. But Chris Evans to me is kind of yesterday's news over the age apex. We know he's not going to be a serious all-purpose back. But Chase Brown now entering his second year is very interesting because he's still just 24 years old. As you can see, people are buying his cards. They're buying his cards more than they're buying Zach Moss. Let's put it that way as well. He's got a great athletic profile. See, things Zach Moss doesn't have a great athletic profile. He's more of a grinder back. And when you look at Chase Brown, he's got a lot more speed, a lot more explosiveness. He's obviously he's younger, you know. So there's more excitement there. He's also got rookie cards in Bengals uniforms. It's interesting to note the PSA 10 True Prism Silver for Chase Brown, $125, because it's very hard to get a 10 on this card. So the big difference, you can get the raw card for $5. The PSA 10 goes for $125. And 2023 Donruss rated rookie auto, really good market for his rookie auto, $17 right now. And then the base optic, which is not base, this one's pink hollow. I couldn't find a silver prism hollow, but just pulled this pink one real quick because it sold for $3 to highlight to you guys. It's about the same as Zach Moss. You can see his optic hollow just to $1, but that's with $4 shipping. Then his silver prism, $2.99. So those are cards you should be picking up out of a dollar bin. And then Chris Evans there, very cheap, but people are still interested in buying. Wide receiver position is pretty deep for the Bengals. And we got a new face this year in Jermaine Burton out of Alabama. Just under 23 years old, third round draft pick. We've already seen a couple videos of him getting the extra one-on-one attention from Joe Burrow and a couple nice passes connected. So he has gone up significantly in value from the draft. The landing spot's been great for him. These cards for him were under $10. They're now close to $20. He's also got the draft night instance. He's got the RPS first look. He was at the rookie premiere event. So he's going to have that whole slew of cards that will immediately vault to the top market for him because there's a lot of cards to pick from out there. And obviously people are still buying super rare, you know, Leaf cards. And there's even, you know, some wild card if you find the ones that are like 1 of 1 or 5 of 5 that feature the playing card theme to them with the rookie auto. Those are going for a lot of money. Outside of that, though, most of the focus is on Ja'Marr Chase and T. Higgins. We have not seen – these are not peak prices for Ja'Marr Chase because we have not seen his true ceiling. You know, he had that one season where – his rookie season where he had over 1,500 yards and he was right there. And otherwise, we haven't seen a full season of him and Joe Burrow. And so I think a lot of people are – paying money expecting that this year is the year, and you very well could make a case that this year is the year. If Joe Burrow does stay healthy all season, there's no reason why Ja'Marr Chase doesn't put up close to 2,000 receiving yards. So it would be a huge year for him, and you could definitely justify, you know, having him as your number one overall wide receiver. He's absolutely incredible, electric athlete, with all the talent, and now he's got a couple years of experience under his belt, and Joe Burrow's healthy. I mean, so the sky's the ceiling for him. I highlight a couple auctions. This is like really ugly looking horizontal origins for 155, but with because it's got a Ja'Marr Chase rookie auto. And his signature definitely degraded from like that, which would origins the early set in the rookie year compared to Panini Black, which is also a rookie set, but must have been a different book of stickers. You could see different markers, different marker. And that Panini Black still sold for $200 in a buy it now. This is just yesterday. So big time sale there. And that's out of 99. That's why it sold for 200. The origins was not numbered. So 155 there. And then I wanted to highlight a National Treasures out of 99. So you got the ugly Panini Black, but this is pro uniform Ja'Marr Chase. Rookie card shield top right with the National Treasures also has a rookie card shield. Ja'Marr Chase with his number, LSU patch, LSU colors, uniform, sealed by Panini, 120. So once again, college uniform to pro. In that case, you got a much nicer card here, so you only have half the difference. But just expect that. I mean, that's why it's typically like a quarter of that of the pro uniform. So why another reason why I preach to sell the flip those college uniform cards you have now from sets like 2024 Sage and now like you flip them now, man, flip them at will here heading into September, because once the pro uniform cards come out, those go down in value. His pro uniform rookie ticket auto, $158, and that's non-numbered. It's sealed by Panini, which is nice, and it is on-card rookie auto. His optic hollow in Silver Prism Market's actually gone up year over year, but still nowhere near, say, a guy like Justin Jefferson. And it's just going to take more time to go through the supply before these cards get more rare. And they're also, I'll tell you right now, there's two different variations here. This one right here is the base variation. People like that more, even though, you know, my buddy Carter, my co-host Carter from our normal weekly show will tell you that he hates that photo. Does not like that photo. He thinks the variation photo is a lot better. However, the hobby doesn't view it that way, with because their dollars are saying that the base silver prism for Jamar is the one more people want. It's more desirable. So that one's going for about 32, that variation 20, and then the optic holo somewhere between 15 and 20, which is a nice upgrade. The PSA 10 optic holo goes for a lot more. It's about $100 card, and the silver prism PSA 10 for him get up to about 150, because it's so hard to get those grades on this card. And then T Higgins, which I don't know if we've seen a true ceiling from him, but maybe we have, especially on an offense with Jamar. That's like why we kind of talk about sometimes we want a free T, you know, get T on a team where he can actually shine as the number one. He could, but there's fewer and fewer teams in the NFL that have that vacancy at this point. And I look at T as a solid guy. I mean, he's going to put you up anywhere between 1,000, 1,400 receiving yards, depending on the game scripts and everything. So, and if Jamar Chase stays healthy, right? So if he misses any time, obviously T Higgins goes up in the depth chart. And there's going to be games this year, guys, where Jermaine Burton is likely putting up a big game. And that's why people are definitely getting some exposure to him. And he's a rookie, so it's just a slam dunk play there. He's already doubled in value, generally speaking. So it is hard to predict how much more he could go up. But there's definitely a scenario where, like, these RPS first look cards and stuff, like these cards that are just coming out, if you get those at retail prices, you're certainly making money on it, if that makes sense. So, like, if you're getting this card, for example, sold in a buy it now at $17.50. Let's say the auction went for $15. If you're getting this card for $15 or less, I think you're making money on it. And I look at that as retail price for a card like that's already in the secondary marketplace. Anytime you have a card in auction like that, it's a pretty good supply. You know, that's basically what true market value is, you know. It's like kind of like that standard retail price. MSRP, if you will. Hopefully that makes sense to you guys. T Higgins, you know, he's not at the bottom, but he's not at the top of his market. We've seen his optic contenders rookie ticket autos get up to $100. His Panini Black RPA there, 50. Wanted to compare that to that the Jamar Chase of 200. So you can see T is about a third to a fourth of what Jamar Chase. Now, his true silver prism still goes for about $14-15, because that is a nice card. It's a hard card to find. The true silver prism on T Higgins is a very desirable card. If you can get one of those for less than 10, great pickup. And then his optic holo, way more common, just a much easier card to get your hands on. It's a $5 under card all day. The PSA 10s are going to be in that $50 range type range. And I would say if you can get them for like under 35, you're sitting really nice to make some good money on it there for T Higgins breakout game, especially early on. Let's look at the Bengals schedule here as we go to the tight end. The one interesting thing to note about their tight ends, they added Mike Gesicki this offseason, who's a really good receiving tight end. Mike Gesicki has had a couple thousand plus air yard season. That hasn't necessarily converted into receiving yards, but the air yards have been there, which means the targets have been there. So there's definitely a scenario where Mike Gesicki has a few spike games. Joe Burrow, depending on what he sees from the defense, there have been plenty of times where he is just lighting up the tight end on those seam routes and those post corner route stuff. So Yeah, definitely don't count Mike Gesicki out. I think there's a situation where he could put up some nice games this year. His rookie ticket auto is very cheap. Very cheap. Actually, you know what's interesting? Amongst tight ends, Mike Gesicki got the largest average cushion. I just think it goes to his size and speed. I mean, if I was lined up on the other side of Mike Gesicki looking at like a 6'8 tight end, you know, that can run like a 4.5 or something, man, like, holy crap, dude, you know. He's not the most finesse of a guy, not the greatest route runner, but and he doesn't run block, really. So he's a purely a receiving tight end. Drew Sample is going to be your run blocker. He's out there a lot, but he's mostly run blocking, and he's a good, like, safety blanket. And then he'll get the occasional target. And then they did draft a rookie this year in the fourth round out of Iowa, which is where George Kittle went to school. I'm blanking on the other famous tight end that went to school there. But yeah, Iowa's a good school for tight ends. And TCDB has him at only 22 different rookie cards. The 2024 Sage, once again, we're going to keep highlighting the players that are only in 2024 Sage. Is a great product to flip right now. I'm not talking long-term investment, guys. Anytime, any type of card I'm picking up for rookies right now, it's all flip all day, to get a ton of hype heading into the season and just buy one little clip of them doing something positive. So you can see those blue ones, people were buying at draft time for $15. Since cooled back off because the realistic thing is that Mike Gesicki and Drew Sample are ahead of him on the depth chart, you know, and he's a 23-year-old tight end. So, but he does have a raw profile that could suggest he could see some additional playing time and make a bigger impact in this offense. And so, therefore, you know, people are picking them up. But as you can see, his Sage High Series, the silver, has come back down to $3. I'd say if you can get this card for $5 or under, it's a buy all day, easy, easy. Because he wasn't, he also wasn't invited to the rookie premiere. So he's not going to have an RPS first look, which is important, man. If he doesn't get that card, then he doesn't have pro uniform cards to at least September. So the Sage until then is a fantastic card. Could be more like October with Panini these days. Bengals opening schedule, hosting New England. I think we liked the Bengals then, right? Yeah. And then they go at Kansas City week 2 for 4 o'clock game. And then Monday Night Football to round out their first three games at home against Washington Commanders. Very favorable opening three games for the Bengals as well. James is funny. He said Burrow can do no wrong. He could do worse than Trevor Lawrence this year, and his cards will still be worth 5 to 10x more. Probably right, man. Probably right. All right, let's go to the Cleveland Browns. Cleveland Browns, we're not going to spend a ton of time on the quarterbacks here because the thing is, Deshaun Watson is the, I think, the most overpaid quarterback in the league at this point. And the problem is he's super rusty coming off his $1,000,001 suspensions. They paid him so much money. And then last year he goes out and obviously the injuries aren't his fault, but rotator cuff contusion in week 3 and then fractures his shoulder in week 11. Hardly plays any of the year. And what he does play, he was hampered by injuries. So, you know, we'll see what if he ever makes a comeback. The offensive line has been great. And so we're going to talk about Nick Chubb because he's coming off a pretty serious knee injury as well. But Deshaun Watson has lost his fan favoritism over the years. And at this point, he's got a lot to do to earn the demand, the hype back from the hobby. People are still buying, though. People are still buying because when a price gets to a certain low point, they're just basically like, I can't not buy because this card used to be 10 times more expensive, basically. And you'll see that with Russell Wilson as well here in a little bit. I think it gets to a point where people are like, yeah, but this guy is a former first round overall pick. And I mean, he was with the Texans, he was getting MVP votes, and this guy can be incredible. And you know, you've got this fantastic offensive line, this great defense and great weapons. He should be a top 10 quarterback, no problem. But you know, he's got to stay healthy to do that. And then when he's out there, he's got to take it to the next level. But right now, the silver prism and the optic hollow for him selling at the same dollar value. But I'll tell you, you notice here in the picture, this guy made really good pictures to highlight the silver prism effect on the optic hollow. So maybe that was what did it. Do you see here? This card's a scan. I don't see the shine with a scan. You got phone photography or just good high def photography here and here. All of a sudden, we're getting a couple extra dollars out of these cards. Why not take phone photography with good lighting for your cards and get an extra 10 bucks out of it? Hey, easy, easy money right there. Don't leave that money on the table. Rookie ticket auto BGS 8.5 sold for 100, discounted over 50%. I mean, guy got a 75% discount here or something like that. I mean, crazy good discount there. Listed at 250, sold for 100. And then you have a raw one, but this is a red zone that was listed for 260, sold for 225. Jameis Winston is on the depth chart behind him. Very, very cheap. Immaculate auto out of 10. RPA $51. Silver prism. BGS 10 pristine. Very rare card. Very hard grade to get. $39 draft time. So, you know, Winston, people know he's not going to be a long-term reliable option. People aren't going to invest significant dollars unless he's in a clutch moment for the Browns, comes through with a big game. We know he's capable of a 4-touchdown game. The problem is, over the lifetime of his career, his completion percentage has been like 50%, and his touchdown to interception ratio has been close to that as well. There's plenty of games where he's also throwing 4 interceptions, you know? So very, very streaky. And yeah, but he's one of those guys, being a former first round number one overall pick, we could see his card spike again if he has like this, you know, Joe Flacco run of brilliance, streak of brilliance with the Browns and like down the stretch or something. So it does make some sense to have exposure to a card that cheap. And I mean, like, I get it, man. BGS Pristine 10, Silver Prism, 39. Wow, that's really cheap. And then Tyler Huntley, super cheap as well. Dorian Thompson Robinson, incredibly cheap. If you want any exposure to those guys. Nick Chubb coming back off of the dislocated knee and torn MCL last year. There is reports that he is rehabbing well. He's not going to be at OTAs or mini camp. I think it was like he's not going to be at OTAs. The next upcoming practices, he's not going to be like participating in team drills until they get into 7-on-7s or something like that. I wouldn't expect to really see any good highlights or news from Nick Chubb until like August, close to August time period, because they've got him on a program to make sure he can get back. So in the meantime, it's going to be Jerome Ford to continue taking all the reps with the first team offense. And Jerome Ford is selling, but his prices have come all the way back down. At these prices of $7, it makes a lot of sense to buy some more Jerome Ford. Keep in mind his Prism rookie autos. This green at scope out of 75 sold for 50. So they vault up in value pretty quickly as you get to the serial number, as you get that desirable brand and a rookie auto. They start going up big time in price, as highlighted by that auction right there. That was yesterday. Yeah, another case where the 2018 Silver Prism, true Silver Prism, worth more in Nick Chubb's case than the Silver Prism rookie auto. And that's because they got rid of the rookie card shield. This card's much harder to find, man. Much harder to find. Still selling for almost $100. That was April 28th, because I had to scroll so far back just to find sold one of these. That's how rare they are, guys. So if you ever get your hands on one of these, I mean, I'd flip it at this point because, you know, I think if Nick Chubb is showing clear signs of decline this year, and this is the second knee reconstructive surgery he's had. The other one was back in college. I mean, he's a fan favorite right now. He's still selling really good in the hobby. I mean, I want to sell him now, but I also think he's a hold. He's a tough one. Obviously, if you got good profit in that card, I would be selling it now. But I think that as we get closer to the season, you get some good news from him, you can flip him heading into the season. You don't even have to risk him showing signs of obvious decline in the season when he gets back to running the ball. You can flip him just on like in August, like heading in. If we think he's going to start, he's going to be ready to go. Wide receiver, they picked up Jerry Jeudy. They picked up Elijah Moore last year. They've got a bunch of young guys in Jamari Thrash, in Cedric Tillman from last year, and David Bell from the year before. Jamari Thrash was a fifth-round draft pick this year out of Louisville, but some people are buying his cards. You can see they've got him here ahead of Tillman and Bell, because he did contribute in a meaningful way for Louisville, had pretty high college dominator rating there. So their cards are very cheap. And once again, it's 2024 Sage. Amari Cooper, though, is the top dog by far and away. Former number four overall draft pick, went to Alabama. A lot of super collectors, Amari Cooper. Look, somebody spent $700 on a gold rookie auto PSA 10. I remember when I sold a silver prism rookie auto PSA 10 of Amari Cooper for like $385. That was when he played for Dallas. But yeah, there's a hive of super collectors. His silver prism variation, hot card, selling for $20. It actually sells for more than what his base one does. So keep that in mind. Great card to pick up right here if you can get that for $10 or $15. And if we look at Elijah Moore, just super cheap. It just totally falls off after Amari Cooper. We just need better quarterback play in Cleveland. Jerry Jeudy, he's been a 1,000-yard or less guy to this point as well, and he's currently very cheap as well. So you got, you know, basically Amari Cooper, who put up almost 2,000 air yards last year, and big season for him, continuing to perform at a highest level, like almost like I think was his best season in his career to date. And then behind that, Elijah Moore and Jerry Jeudy, which we look at as, you know, like these 500 to 800 yard guys. And it'll be interesting. Jamari Thrash probably contributed in 500 yards, and these guys get 100 yards here and there. And that's kind of how it'll shake out if everybody is healthy. I think it's just going to take a lot better quarterback play in Cleveland to get people more excited about the wide receivers. You still got David Njoku, too, who contributes a big time in the receiving game. Such an incredible athlete, former number one overall pick from 2017. Not even 28 years old yet for a tight end. That's young. And you can see his rookie ticket autos, not at the bottom, not as low as Jeudy. Or more, but this is at the same time, this is a silver prism. His cards are a little bit harder to find from 2017. It's harder to find a true base rookie ticket auto, but you can see that silver prism, fortunately, is sticker auto, but $2,250. So not at the bottom, but not at the top of his market. I mean, it could be a $50 card, but I'm not paying above market. Like, I'll have some exposure to Moore and Jeudy and Thrash here and Njoku at these current rookie auto prices, but certainly not Amari Cooper right now, unless like I can get a deal. Like I said, like if I can find that silver prism for like 10 to 15, then I like it. But he is almost 30 years old, so I don't want to get over leveraged on Amari Cooper there. I'd rather just take some flyers on some of the sleepers there, the skill position. And then the quarterback room doesn't excite me on the Browns, to be honest with you. You got way more excitement for the Pittsburgh Steelers because it's a fresh situation for the starters there, and we got some serious ambiguity. All right, let's get that. All right, last but not least in tonight's AFC West breakdown, we have the Pittsburgh Steelers head coach by the famed Mike Tomlin. He was elected their head coach at 34 years old, man, as the 16th head coach for the Pittsburgh Steelers. And he's one of the longest tenured head coaches in the league. Pretty fantastic. I mean, you know, the Steelers are loyal to their coaches and stuff. This year, they bring in a new offensive coordinator under Mike Tomlin by the name of Arthur Smith. Arthur Smith, the former Falcons head coach and Tennessee Titans offensive coordinator. And that's important because in week one, as you see, Pittsburgh Steelers open week one at Atlanta, Arthur Smith's former team. So we got a revenge game of offensive coordinator. Now for the Pittsburgh Steelers going up against his former team in Atlanta. So I think that actually makes for a really fun storyline, definitely makes for a lot more people watching, and could lead to a shootout, man, could lead to a shootout. And so who's going to be the quarterback for the Pittsburgh Steelers? Likely Russell Wilson, but Justin Fields is definitely going to have a chance to battle it out. So there's still a lot of buyers for Justin Fields. His rookie autos are almost at the bottom. The current average is about $150 for the Sealed by Panini rookie auto. I would feel comfortable buying those. I do not feel bad about buying those. Like, I think it's a decent, very solid play. That's how I'll call it. A very solid play because it leaves you a lot of outs here in the very near future. Justin Fields is going to get playing time with the offenses and highly televised training camps, preseason. You know, there's going to be plenty of chances, I think, this year for Justin Fields to pop in value. I want to have exposure to this tier, rookie ticket auto sealed by Panini, for somewhere around $100, maybe a little bit more, like $125, definitely under $150 there. And then this tier, the PSA 10 of Justin Fields Silver Prism, because it's very hard Silver Prism to get a 10. And I also want the base. I don't want the variation. The 2021 variation Silver Prism does not perform well. It is not nearly as desirable, demanded as the true Silver Prism. And so I would rather go ahead and get that in PSA 10 grade. There's a lot of upside there in that current price for that thing to shoot up to like $350. So I'd be looking to get it like $150 or less. And, you know, we'll see. I wouldn't be opposed to setting it at selling it for like right under $350 and seeing what happens and adjust my price based on kind of what I see as we get into training camp. But Russell Wilson is also at that point where people cannot refuse to buy him because his prices used to be so high. And now they're incredibly low. Like, his Silver Prism is 10 times more rare than Justin Fields. And it's selling for $120 in a PSA 8. So this is basically close to the raw, but it's literally 10 to maybe even 15 times more rare. And this is the first year Prism was made. And he is now at this point, I guess I would say the top player from that 2012 draft class in terms of accolades, definitely in terms of accolades. So to this point, and so his price has just gotten too low, man. Rookie ticket auto PSA 9, $330. Gotta remember, this card was $1,000 card. This card is a $1,500 card, going back a few years ago, 2021. Offensive line for the Steelers has gotten a lot better, according to FTN. Pittsburgh has aggressively worked to upgrade its offensive line over the past two seasons. And Football Guys has them ranked 32nd. From their expectations are, I think, heavily related to last year, where they had a couple clear holes in the O-line. but they've spent significant draft capital this year. They've crushed the draft this year for bolstering their offensive line. So I think it's actually going to be closer to the FTN ranking here of 10th. So that's a big difference. So check it out. They selected Troy Fotano in the first round and then West Virginia center Zach Frazier in the second round this year. Many believe Fotano needs to kick to the interior due to a lack of size, but he has the athleticism and length to justify keeping him at left tackle to upgrade Dan Moore. Frazier was a four-year starter at center for West Virginia, who was an excellent run blocker and played with leverage at center. So, look, I mean, there's a lot of promise here. And with Arthur Smith as the offensive coordinator, ultimately, I think he's shown that he leans to a run-heavy offense. They bring in Cordarrelle Patterson. They already have Najee Harris, Jaylen Warren. Jaylen Warren's been very efficient, but on a much smaller sample size than Najee Harris. He's also a very good receiving back, though. Definitely a better receiving back than Najee Harris. I think that's pretty much unanimous. With him being a undrafted free agent out of 2022, he doesn't have nearly as many cards. So, for example, he does not have an optic rated rookie. He does not have a prism. He's not printed in either optic or prism. So when you're looking for a silver prism non-auto, you're going to find these select die cuts. And there's no field level, there's no concourse, just this one tier for him. And this is going to be a silver prism. And you can see as a result, that card's almost $10. That was a $10 transaction 10 days ago. Najee Harris, silver prism, $4 without the auto. With the auto, we got $35 raw. And then we have about the same. If we were to look at his silver prism rookie ticket auto, about the same on that $40 range. And then his base rookie ticket auto, $25. So Najee Harris prices have come down a lot since the rookie season, as he is a first round draft pick, as you can see here, guys. So I think there's a lot of upside. Najee Harris is a great value in today's market. He's definitely a play I want to make this offseason. I actually missed out on a listing I was watching. It was a silver prism optic contenders rookie ticket auto PSA 10. That was $100, which is already a great price for that card. And it's basically like, you know, silver prism rookie auto PSA 10, but even better in my opinion. And the guy lowered it to $90, and I was actually gonna buy it, and I went to go look at it today and somebody had already bought it. So there you go. I mean, so he's right there, and I think the slightest footage we get this year in August, as this team is on the up and up, there's going to be a lot of excitement there for Najee Harris, and he's definitely at value right now. And Jaylen Warren's come down a lot, but he's got a lot fewer rookie cards as well. So I think there's potential to get Jaylen Warren a little bit cheaper. But I also bought him when he was a little bit cheaper, and I made a lot of money on Jaylen Warren last year. So it's like, at this point, I don't want to rebuy at prices twice as much as what I bought last year, and I already sold. So, and those prices haven't come back down to that like sleeper price. So now I'd rather invest in Najee Harris and plan to flip him in September or some point this season, just because his prices have come down so much. And then people are still building Cordarrelle Patterson collections. 2013 rookie product there. Cordarrelle Patterson, he's going to have a couple games where he gets some targets, get some carries here and there. Totally gadget role at this point. Kind of save him for some secret, you know, snakes and ladders, snakes and bushes play, whatever you guys got, whatever they're going to dial up over there. All right. All right, wide receiver is pretty deep for the Pittsburgh Steelers. A lot of guys, a lot of ambiguity, because you got Calvin Austin, who's a field stretcher. Van Jefferson, who's a field stretcher. Quez Watkins, field stretcher. Scott Miller, field stretcher. Denzel Mims, field stretcher. Marquez Callaway is the only guy that's like your big body pylon receiver out there, contested catch guy, and he's now buried at number 8. And Steve's not here to say anything about it. I think Marquez probably needs to be there at number 8. So there's a lot of consolidated focus right now. Calvin Austin, very cheap. None of these other guys drafted by the Steelers. All just rotational replacement guys. Going to have a game here or there. But Roman Wilson this year drafted in the 3rd round, just under 23 years old, out of Michigan. Very solid years for Michigan, and has all his rookie cards in Michigan. First Bowman Chrome University first logo out of 2023. And that's a licensed product with the Michigan logos and all that. That rookie auto sells for $40. As you can see, his RPS first. I saw a question in the chat earlier about the RPS first. From Play a Free, these were pre-sale for $24.99 on Panini's website. There's 49 of them made, and they're now selling for $70. Like, not quite Keon Coleman prices, what we saw him get up to $125, but these at $70, big time increase over what they were pre-selling for at retail prices. So, just goes to show you, he was a great pickup. Hopefully, you did get some of his. Yeah, the RPS cards aren't going to be great for everybody. For example, with Roman Wilson here, his rookie RPS auto, fantastic. Any of the other serial number ones, like the Jungle or the Tiger Stripe, stuff like that, solid, right? I was not quite as excited about them at their price points because they didn't have the auto. The auto is very valuable. It's a big differentiating factor. Those serial number ones were cool because they weren't just print on demand, unknown serial number. He's probably going to have somewhere in the neighborhood of, I don't know, 400 or 500, I'm guessing, print on demand ones. The print run, they'll type the print run once they know it. But as you can see, that I think that maybe just ends tomorrow. So we don't quite know yet. But yeah, that card maybe gets up to $10. But for him, it's not going to get up much more than that. Maybe 10. If you get it graded a 10, now I could see you selling that for 40 to 50. I could maybe see selling it depending on how well he does here out of the gate for $19.99 tops. $19.99 is kind of where that card caps out. This card, on the other hand, could cap out. You already see Keon Coleman's going for $125. This card could cap out at a crazy number. This card could cap out at $150 to $200. The Steelers fan base is massive. And if you saw what they were paying for George Pickens RPS first looks, and we'll see what the Roman Wilson penmanship looks like, but he doesn't have to do much to exceed that of George Pickens. As you can see, there's his Silver Prism rookie auto. Just still selling for $100 right now. I mean, this guy, granted, he kind of deserves it. I've written him up before. There was a dip on him. Now is not really the dip, although he's come back a little bit. But the guy is just so, so passionate about football, man. And he shows it on the field. He's incredible. It puts up some of the best highlights you ever see. Blow your mind, some of the catches he makes. And he's getting better as a route runner, so... George Pickens is fantastic, but you got to have more than just that. You got to have more than just that. I look at Roman Wilson as easily a guy that they have him perfect right here at number 2, man, ahead of all these other guys, as a guy that can contribute meaningful games week in, week out, and put up 1,200, 1,300 yards on the season. I mean, at least 1,000, like he's been putting up at Michigan. So, and that wasn't even, a run-heavy team or that wasn't a pass heavy team. And this isn't either, but you know, we're playing in the NFL. We're playing against the Atlanta Falcons week one. Arthur Smith, do you want to have any shot against Zach Robinson and Kirk Cousins in the Atlanta Falcons? You're going to have to throw the ball, buddy. You're going to be in negative game script situations where you're going to have to throw the ball. So yeah, George Pickens, rookie ticket auto at 55, not quite the ceiling for him, but definitely a premium. And his Silver Prism non-autos, $15. Also a step above what you see a lot of other skill position guys. And the tight end room for the Steelers is dominated by Pat Freiermuth. And people still pay pretty good money for his cards. They're definitely excited about him. Nowhere near the bottom for what a tight end could get to. Silver Prism rookie auto just sold yesterday for $42. Optic Contender Silver Prism rookie ticket auto, $30. And then the red Silver Prism rookie auto for $18.50. Which I was surprised about because this was in a buy it now. And I get maybe the centering is off a little bit, but great photo. And with the serial numbering out of 149, I couldn't believe how much lower it went than the Silver Prism rookie auto. So this was another instance that told me, remember how earlier in the stream I was talking about these desirable players and these desirable cards right now? I think they really are best put into an auction because look at it. You just don't have nearly as many of these cards going to auction right now by consignments and other dealers. So you got to pick the right player and the right card. It's not, you know, obviously DM me in Discord if you're one of our premium members, and I'll help you kind of make that decision if you should put the card to auction, because it's got to be the right card from the right player. But this is another perfect situation here where it was better to put the card at auction. You see how much better that card did than these other ones. I mean, this card should have at least got $35. Eric, I'm doing great, man. Surf's up, brother. We are just wrapping up our AFC West breakdown. Bob, good evening to you, sir. I'm going to hop over to the live draft stream now. Let me know, guys, in the comments section below, what questions does this bring up? Did you guys like the AFC North? I think I may have said West. We did West last week. We did North tonight. Did you guys like the format of these division breakdowns? If you have some feedback for me of how I can make the division breakdown a little bit better, definitely let me know in the comments. And let me know where you guys are heads are at on this. And I'm going to hop over to the live draft stream now. Thanks for everybody tuning out. Peace. It'll be really easy to find. I've already posted it live, so it's right on the homepage. Should be able to just refresh it, and I'll be over there. Oh.